Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you heard of Mood Plus? It's a supplement based on a clinically studied strain of bacteria that promotes mental well-being and stress resilience. Here's what Kelly had to say about it. I'm able to be more patient with my kids and have more clarity to make the many decisions I have to make every day. Find out more about the science behind Mood Plus by going to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use promo code TRYMUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description.
There are many great tools and steps of mindful eating, which I talk about in my book, in terms of pausing, being present with the food, having deep gratitude and appreciation, not just for the food in front of us, but for the people who brought it there in the fields or however the food came to us on the trucks, the people in the grocery store. So that pause can help us be still, not just physically, but internally. Saying a slight prayer, short prayer or grace. Grace is in cultures all around the world. Even if it's not a formal grace or prayer, it might be, thank you for this food. I appreciate this food in front of me.
Stay connected to gratitude. Hit the follow button right now and join thousands of listeners tuning in each week. We're the Gratitude Seekers. Come join us. Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to a new episode of the Gratitude Podcast. Our guest today is a former manager of National Wellness and Hospital Obesity Programs. She brings a wealth of knowledge around helping people uncover the deeper issues driving unhealthy eating. Her name is Sandy Robertson, and she's here with us right now on the Gratitude Podcast. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you, Georgian. Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here.
My pleasure. I'm really happy to have you here and to enjoy your presence. And I'm sure that we'll have a wonderful time together right now. So let us know a little bit more about you. I wanted to keep this introduction brief, but I'm sure that you have a lot to say about all of the things that you've done in your career.
I began my career as a nurse and right away wanted to focus on prevention and wellness. And I managed corporate wellness programs in New York City at a few corporations. And then I became very interested in the mind-body-spirit connection, because from the research and data and everything I was looking at in for corporate wellness, even if people exercised and ate well, they weren't necessarily healthy, especially mentally. Again, that mind-body-spirit connection was missing. So that took me on a whole new path of psychoneuroimmunology, holistic nursing, integrative health and healing, and helping people heal in all ways, in a holistic way. And then managing obesity programs, helping people see that being at their optimum weight and caring for themselves is more than about what they're eating or counting calories. It's how they nourish, practice self-care, and love themselves. So that's why my new book really focuses on nourishment and helping people change their relationship with food and eating, but most importantly, with themselves.
That's wonderful. I believe this is where all medicine should start with, or all of these practices, because most of the things that we do and most of the illnesses that we get to experience are related to our emotions, to the things that we do each day. And in many cases, we tend to treat as a society, we tend to treat just the surface, and we think that that's going to fix everything. And in some circumstances, it is very helpful. But if we are not aware of the whole story, basically we're treating the wrong thing, and we're not doing the thing that actually helps us to go forward and then to be more healthy. So I really love the title of the book, and I would love for us to speak more about it, of course. So how did you choose the title?
It's a funny story. One afternoon several years ago, around 4 o'clock, I was at a friend's house and I was hungry for a snack. She had some pretzels. I started eating the pretzels. I love pretzels. Just kept eating. And it was a light bulb moment. And it popped into my head, why am I eating this? You know, why do I keep eating? I'm no longer hungry. And that was really the spark. I had already been involved in wellness and prevention, as I said, but I thought this can really help people if everyone just stopped and asked that question, you know, from a lighthearted, fun perspective too. It doesn't have to be shame, blame, and judgment. Just that neutral question, why am I eating this? Why do I keep eating this?
Exactly. I love it. And in case it's not clear for our listeners, this is the actual name of the book, right? Why am I eating this?
Yes. And the subtitle is this the nourishment I need? Because especially with a second edition, I want to invite readers and give them tools to look at food, not just as fuel, but where are they getting nourishment from in their lives, spiritually, social support, mentally, physically, sleep, hydration, the environment, looking at the nourishment from all perspectives.
Exactly. I love that. And like I mentioned, one of the reasons why I love that so much is because it cultivates a sense of self-awareness. And we need that so much. And in many cases, just having this habit of being aware, okay, why am I eating this? Why am I doing this? To just, okay, is this something that I really want to do? Could I be doing something better? Could I be eating something better? Is there an alternative? Because that actually gives us choice. And I think that's where the things can shift, right?
Things can shift most definitely when we realize we have a choice. And also when we're willing to tune in, to drop into our emotional state and look at, if I'm in the kitchen just staring in the refrigerator or the closet, what's really going on? What am I feeling? And I have found counseling and speaking to thousands of people that that's the missing piece for many people. They're numbing their feelings with food. We all do it from time to time. And it becomes a habit. Just keep eating, you know, more numbness, more comfort. And so shifting into a place of gratitude, actually, not just for the food, mindful eating, that's a whole other topic. We can talk more about that. But gratitude for our health, our bodies, and who we are, and nourishing all of that. I feel that those tools and those steps, those extra steps, can help people pause. Just pause for a moment. You know, just stop. Take all that into consideration, and that may be the pause that can then help them shift to, I don't really need this snack right now.
Exactly. I've seen this in my experience as well. Like I feel like eating different types of food when I'm in different states. And it's wonderful to be able to be aware of this and to see how you work as a human being. And I'm sure that you have many stories on this from your own experience and from the experience of people with you've worked with. So does any one of them come to mind right now?
The two stories come to mind, actually. One woman who lived in a senior living environment, group environment, and she realized that stress was causing her to overeat. and all the stimulation of all the people around her. And that really struck me because so often while we're eating, we're with families or friends, and maybe we're watching the news or TV, people have children, there's a lot of noise and distraction. And that inner turmoil can cause people to overeat. And once she realized she just needed to think about peace and quiet and shift some of her surroundings, you know, perhaps turning off the television in that space, she started losing weight. I thought that was really fascinating. Other people have realized they're eating because they're lonely. Another client I could think of. And they put the wheel of health that has nutrition, exercise, spirituality, there are many varieties. And this person realized that family, friends, and social support, they were missing loved ones and started making plans to eat meals with friends and family. And they lost weight because they were overeating because they were lonely. And of course, after COVID and in the world now and everything on Zoom and distance, many people are lonely and overeating because of that. So those two stories really stuck in my mind.
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mood-plus.com and use code TRYMUD for a 15% discount. Or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages, to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Well, most definitely. And it makes so much sense because in many situations, food brings us comfort. And in and of itself, I don't think it's a bad thing. But when we overdo it, that's when it can become a problem, a health problem, or something that can influence other parts of our life. And I'm a really big advocate of freedom. And freedom means, from my point of view, being able to not be controlled by external stimuli, like in this case, food. We can choose another emotion. We can choose at least to be aware of our emotion, and to shift it, to have different kinds of habits. And that actually support us and that don't take us on a path that actually brings us to less freedom and less choices in the future, because that's the issue. we can enjoy life much more if we are more aware of our habits and how we choose to do some things, even if we've done them for quite a while. And in this sense, in your experience, how can people actually overcome some habits of this sort, like the ones that you mentioned?
There are many great tools and steps of mindful eating, which I talk about in my book, in terms of pausing, being present with the food, having deep gratitude and appreciation, not just for the food in front of us, but for the people who brought it there in the fields, or however the food came to us on the trucks, the people in the grocery store. So that pause can help us be still, not just physically, but internally. Saying a slight prayer, short prayer, or grace. Grace is in cultures all around the world. Even if it's not a formal grace or prayer, it might be, thank you for this food. I appreciate this food in front of me. Again, that being present. That whole process, Georgian, slows down the diving into the food. So it steps into, I am with this food, I'm about to nourish my body. And then shifting into another great tool is self-talk. As we're talking to ourselves while we're eating, I'm eating slowly, I'm eating just enough, and most importantly, chewing. So many people eat too fast and don't chew enough. And actually, many of my clients, when they discovered the power of chewing, and really, whether it's 10, 15, 20, 50 bites, people have different versions, that slows down the eating process. So also looking at our eating history, there's a chapter in my book, The Mystery of My Eating History. How did we grow up? I had a grandmother living with us who had German ancestry and loved to eat, and jars of candy and cookies all around. And honestly, I was overfed as a child, and by my mother cooking heavy foods, my grandmother, food was love. And it's great that food is love. But I believe, especially these days when 75 to 80% of people in the United States, at least, are obese, just enough food is love. So that's my new message for people, to be willing to ask, how much is enough? How much is enough for me? And to realize that I'm feeding my soul, not just my body. So perhaps it's my soul that's a little hungry. You talked about freedom. That's so beautiful, so beautiful. I find that people who have the money to buy abundant amounts of food and feel they have the freedom to buy whatever they want and as much and eat as much as they want, they're missing the point that they also have the freedom to eat just enough for them, just enough for their bodies, their metabolism, to be the right weight for their health and well-being.
Exactly. I love two things that you mentioned, especially one of them is something that we do all the time when we're eating and we're not aware of, and most probably we weren't taught to do the right way. That's chewing. Yeah. And it's a small habit that we are doing and have been doing for all of our lives that we can improve on, and it can improve the quality of life quite a bit. And it's not something that requires big investments or all kinds of things. It just requires us to do things a little bit differently and to improve just a little bit something that we're already doing. And I think that's very powerful as an idea in and of itself, the fact that we have this power to do this and we can do this easily. And the second thing that I love about what you just mentioned, and it's in the book as well, you say that your mom taught you how to celebrate and appreciate good food, and your dad taught you it was okay to say no, thank you, I'm full. And I think this is great in general, but it's also great for the holidays. And I'm sure that this is something that happens throughout the world. Like when we have the holidays, we have great amounts of food, fortunately. So it's an amazing thing that we get to experience this. But in my experience, at least, it's just too much when you're trying to eat everything. And out of love, in most situations, people want you to eat everything. But like you mentioned, just this possibly new habit of just saying, no, thank you, I'm good, I'm full, is actually something that our listeners can think about and be prepared, you know?
It's an act of love and self-care to, yes, enjoy the holidays. Yes, if people overeat a little, of course, with cherished dishes. But there's a gradient of how much is enough or how much overeating. And again, back to self-love and self-nourishment and self-care. And so maybe people can dial it back just a bit and still enjoy, but be so tuned into themselves and also their self-talk helping them and guiding them to say, yeah, I've had fun. This is great. And I can stop now. It's okay.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is a really personal one, but what I've seen and what from the perspective of a child is that, for instance, my mom likes to cook a lot of things, even if it's not a holiday when I just go home. And I always say, what's most important for me is that you are here with me, that you are present, that we get to spend this time together. And it, from my point of view, so whenever I say that I'm going home, I always say this because for me, this is what matters, the connection, the fact that we get to spend this time. Okay, we eat some food, that's great, but don't invest all of your energy into that. And when we actually get to spend the time, you're spent, you know, you've spent so much time in preparing everything that you're not able to be at your best, like all of you to be there. And yeah, maybe there are mothers listening or yeah, that could find this perspective helpful.
We're all grateful for having a roof over our heads and love the comfort it brings us. So we spend a lot of time indoors. Actually, did you know that Americans spend an average of 90% of their time indoors and take about 20,000 breaths a day? Unfortunately, the quality of the air inside is 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to EPA. With that in mind, I love having my windows open as much as possible to let fresh air in. But with the noise and air pollution, it's not always possible to do so. Thankfully, Air Doctor offers us an alternative that's quiet and efficient. It's the air purifier that caught the attention of CNN, ABC, Money, and many more. Air Doctor filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants and allergens such as pollen, pet dander, dust mite, mold, and even bacteria and viruses, so our lungs don't have to. Even more so, Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use promo code GRATITUDE, and depending on the model, you'll receive up to 39% off or up to $300 off. Exclusive to podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com, that's AirDoctorPro.com, and use promo code GRATITUDE.
That is so moving, Georgian. I love That story, I can personally relate to that too. I'm sure many of your listeners can too. Thank you for sharing that. The gift of presence, even around food, even when preparing great food.
Exactly. I believe that great food is amazing, and I love eating it. I appreciate it. I love exploring it. I'm a foodie from many points of view, but I think balance is key, basically. And when, at least in my case, in the experience of spending time with my mother, what's most important is that we have memorable times together, that we laugh, that we spend the time being present. I can buy food, thankfully. I can, of course, it's not always as good as the, as my mom does it, but still, it's that connection, actually, in many situations that we yearn for. And even when we eat the food, we tend to reconnect to certain feelings, to certain things from the past, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. The smells, aromas, the colors, how it's prepared, it evokes deep memories and often very loving, happy times.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think I wanted to mention this because I think, for instance, I'm sure that this is also very relatable to our listeners. When we think about different kinds of cookies that our grandparents have prepared for us, and when we yearn from for them, sometimes, okay, it's just the fact that we just want to enjoy something like that. But in many other cases, it's just a need for connection, for feeling that we are connected to them, we are connected to that emotion that we had back then. And I think it could be, so it's not an issue if we do it every once in a while, but I think it could be something like we could have an alternative to actually going for that all the time, like going for the cookies all the time, right?
Definitely, in terms of having it be something special, a cookie now and then. But back to your point about cookies and memories, for all of us around the holidays, it becomes this all or nothing feast. And some people think they have to go to deprivation. You know, I'm going to not eat any sugar or not eat any cookies. And for some people, that's actually the best approach. But bringing back some of the principles of mindful eating and self-care, to have one or two or three or four cookies and to chew it and think about those memories and love and to enjoy it and savor it. But it doesn't mean we need to eat the whole can of cookies to bring love and nourishment into our lives. So that whole process of scaling down the amount and saying to ourselves, this is enough. You know, this is enough. I'm evoking the memory. I'm feeling love. I'm feeling the connection. I'm enjoying it. And a few are enough. It's feeding my soul too.
Exactly. Because it's, in many cases, like we talked before, it's just about getting that connection and feeling that connection. And once we do, we're there, and we don't actually need to keep doing that. And since you mentioned this example about having the family around and feeling stressed, how can people find this balance, like between being with the ones that we love, and maybe from some points of view finding it stressful and not resorting to overeating?
Georgian, the word self-care come to mind, of pristine self-care. This could mean setting some boundaries and taking space for ourselves, whether it's going outside for some fresh air, a walk, could be 2 minutes, you know, excusing ourselves, or excusing ourselves and going to sleep a little earlier. Also self-talk, prayer, meditation, while we're around people, if someone's annoying us or bothering us. Saying the words peace, I am well, whatever a prayer or words that are affirming or comforting, all is well, I'm okay, I am safe. So focusing on the breath and words of self-care, also self-compassion, mindful self-compassion is so powerful. There's so many great tools with mindful self-compassion work and videos. Back to, I am safe, all is well, some loving kindness meditations. So we can be with a group or one or two family members or friends, maybe perhaps get triggered and still offer ourselves self-care and love, even when we're with others.
Yeah, definitely. And it's up to us. And I found this very fascinating when I got to understand this. Of course, people want what's best for us, especially the people in our life that we love and that are close to us. But they want it from their perspective and from the perspective of what they think is best for us. And we always need to be aware of what, so have this kind of filter of, okay, might be a good idea for you to have this drink, but it might not be a good idea for me because I didn't feel well when I had these kinds of drinks before. So thank you, I appreciate the gesture, but this is not for me. So even if it comes with a lot of friendship and love, it might not be the right thing for ourselves, right?
That's a perfect, great example of caring for ourselves, being willing to speak up for ourselves politely, nicely, just like what you just said, and that self-care comes first. It's okay to be around others and care for ourselves at the same time.
Exactly. And also another experience that that helped me a lot was being a vegetarian in an omnivore house and in an omnivore environment in many cases, and being able to say no and to be okay with the fact that I'm different. And I think in many situations we tend to do things that aren't in accordance with our values because we have that environment, and it's like, okay, just one drink, just one sip, just, I don't know, one something, you know. Yeah. And we feel it's not the right thing for us, but we still tend to do it because we want to be a part of the group, a part of, and I think it's very helpful to love ourselves enough to be okay with being different, and to know that we deserve to be loved even if we are not like the others, right?
Mood Plus, the supplement I told you about at the start of the show, contains a unique strain of inactivated bacteria originally isolated from mud or soil called M. vaccae. This comes from new research and it isn't a probiotic. But what does it do? This bacteria has been shown to promote mental well-being, stress resilience, anxiety resilience, and also boosting mood through its interaction with our immune system and its helpful effects on inflammation. It works because in the past humans had far greater exposure to these kinds of bacteria before our modern sanitary living. Researchers call these good bacteria our old friends and are finding that they may have played a key role in regulating our immune system, gut health, and even mental health. Mood Plus safely reintroduces your body to these beneficial bacteria. Get your Mood Plus now. Go to mood-plus.com. That's mud-plus.com and use code try MUD for a 15% discount or visit the link in the description and use the discount code TRYMUD. Spend more time outside with fresh air in your lungs and healthier habits in your schedule by eliminating the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up after each meal. Stress-free eating is just one click away this spring. Factor's delicious meals range from calorie smart, keto, protein plus, to vegan and veggie, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. Head to factormeals.com/gratitude50 and use code gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's gratitude50 at factormeals.com/gratitude50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
That's so beautiful, what you just said. Yeah, we deserve to be loved. We deserve to give ourselves love. And for me, that's the ultimate form of self-love and self-care, to say, like my father did, no, thank you, I'm full. And he still sat at the table while everyone ate their dessert, and it was okay. You know, no, thank you, I'm full.
Exactly, exactly. Because another important part here is that it's only us, the ones that we actually know what we're feeling, what we're experiencing. And if we feel forced from the outside, we know it won't feel good. And having this kind of attitude and acceptance of the limit, you know, is very powerful and is very healthy for all of us. And especially when we know how to self-soothe, it can really lead to a different kind of outcome and to different kinds of experiences and freedom in the future. This I believe in the fact that health brings us freedom and gives us choices. Okay, what do I want to do with my time and with the rest of my life? If we are not taking care of our health, then it will tell us what we need to do.
Yes, and I love that you brought up self-soothing, because as I wrote about in the book, so many people use food to self-soothe and other substances, of course, but many people, because we have to eat all the time, don't think of food as a substance that could be overused. And back to awareness, they're not aware that they're using food to self-soothe. So the tools of mindfulness, self-awareness, the mind-body-spirit connection, and being willing to ask that gentle question, am I eating too much or choosing the wrong thing right now because I'm soothing my emotions or because my body really needs fuel? And instead of a sugary or salty snack, would there be other fuel that might be good for me and help to self-soothe at the same time? Or could there be another way I could self-soothe in this moment? Back to going outside, taking a walk, getting some fresh air, calling a friend, perhaps getting more sleep, drinking more water. So, again, some prayer, meditation, time with nature. There are other ways to self-soothe.
Exactly. And what I love about this is that we can, by becoming more aware, we can choose and we can make different choices that are better for us in the short term and also in the longer term. And it can actually bring us more joy. And like you just mentioned, we might just need to take some fresh air, or we just might need to take a walk or to drink some water. I find this fascinating that in many cases, just drinking some water as you're doing right now is what we need and what can really shift our perspective on how we think and how we feel in many situations. And again, it's something so simple that we often forget about it, that we actually just forgot to drink water maybe for half a day or something because we were busy with something else. So yeah, I think these small things really, really matter. And another thing that I love from your book is the fact that you ask a lot of questions like, how can I be more thankful for the food that I have? I love this.
We've talked about mindful eating a lot, but what I love about the questions is there are so many ways and so many questions we can personalize it. To be mindful, we can even add humor. Am I eating? Do I really, really want this right now? I appreciate this. I love this. This is my favorite thing. Do I really need it? You know, is this really what my body needs right now? And I find that the more people can be light with it, ask some questions, and shift away from blame, judgment, or feeling of deprivation. That's one of the main things I've realized counseling thousands of people. They go on a diet and they think that's temporary for a week or two or a month or two. But I've seen a statistic that 80% of people gain back the weight within 2 years because they haven't done the internal shifts of connecting how they're overeating because of their emotions. So some simple self-talk food, some simple self-talk around food and having fun with it and asking questions. Do I really need to eat this right now? It's light. It's fun. I find that then it's easier for people to say, no, it's okay. Let me choose something else. Let me be wise and loving and caring for my body, mind, and spirit and nourishment right now.
Yeah, definitely. And just this fact that we don't always have to choose some food for what we need. I think this is really big because we usually think, okay, but what am I supposed to eat? This is what I have, or this is my only option because there aren't too many options where I am or in the situation that I am. But it could be as something as simple as just taking a deep breath or drinking some water or doing something that we really can do easily and that's not related to food directly. And yeah, I think this is really powerful because it gives us choices. I think this is what's most important. And when we do this and we make it as a habit, I think this is actually what makes your method so successful, because people tend to do it more often and more easily in time because it becomes part of who we are and how we do things, as it is with the chewing in a certain way. We didn't think about it for too long when we were taught how to chew, or maybe we weren't even taught how to chew. Yeah, we just keep doing it in a certain way, and the things that we do consistently lead to different kinds of outcomes, right?
Yes, and your example of going outside, I talk and write about changing standpoint and viewpoint. So by shifting our perspective, and the book gives a lot of tools for shifting our internal perspective, how we're thinking about things, self-talk, why do I really need this, mindfulness, but then shifting our external environment can support us, and being aware too of our energy system, our internal energy system, external, are we being bombarded with overstimulation, either the media or perhaps we live in a big city with a lot of noise, noise pollution, energy, electromagnetic energy. So being tuned in to all of that, mind, body, spirit, and energy, and in any given moment when we think we need to eat or overeat or need a snack, just tuning in and checking in, could it be one of those things that's out of balance? For some people, taking a shower, nice soothing shower and having, or being in water, any kind of water, a bath, having water run over our bodies, lighting a candle, you know, there are many kinds of aromatherapy and essential oils to just clear and cleanse our external environment and our internal environment. I think that's very nourishing too.
Exactly. It's so powerful. And in the practice of gratitude as well, like one of the things that makes practicing gratitude hard is the fact that we have this hedonic adaptation that, for instance, if we come from an outside environment where it's cold and we get in and it's warm, we feel grateful that it's warm and it's okay. But after a while, we just feel that, okay, this is normal. We forget that it's cold outside. We just feel like, okay, this is how it is, and it's nothing special and it's nothing to be grateful for. But when we go out, we remember we have the contrast. We remember the fact that, oh my God, it was so warm inside. It's so freezing outside, and it's so good when you get back in, you know.
Being grateful all the time and having that perspective, whether it's about warmth or food. Back to, as we've been talking about, deep appreciation and not forgetting that. So I love the themes of all your podcasts and how to weave gratitude into our lives, because we can be in a space of gratitude all the time. And that can support people so much when, not just around food, but being grateful for our bodies and how to care for ourselves, mind, body, spirit, and energy system.
Exactly. Because we are not just one of them. We are not just our mind. We are not just our emotions. We're not just our body. We are all of them. We need to take all of them into consideration. And when we do, we tend to have a much better life experience. And that's the best thing that we can do for the people around us as well. Because when we are a good example and when we take care of ourselves, other people actually benefit as well. So I think that's another reason why this is so important.
Especially at this time of year, as we've been saying, the holidays, but then after the holidays, the beginning of the year, sometimes people have a bit of a slump. There's been a lot of excitement and stimulation around the holidays. And that's when I think, honestly, it can get even harder for people to, separate from I'm going to join a gym and lose 20 pounds. But people start perhaps feeling some deep emotions, perhaps some loneliness, and start thinking about their minds, bodies, spirits, and energy systems in new ways. There was a book written many years ago called The Hungry Soul. It talks about some of the histories through the years and centuries of eating and rituals of eating. But it talks about how, honestly, so many people eat too much or overeat because their soul is hungry. So I think it's a great time of year, and I offer this to all of your listeners, to tune into your spirit, soul, whatever you want to call it, while you're enjoying on the merriment. And then in the new year, first few months, when in some areas it might be cold and darker, to think about what does my spirit or soul need and how can I support and nourish that. I think that's just a great way to bring in not just the holiday season, but the new year.
Wonderful. I think this is a great idea to end this beautiful interview with. So let our audience know where they can get the book, where they can interact with you more.
Thank you. My website is www.energyworkswisdom.com. I'm actually offering an excerpt of my new book for people who come to the website, and they can order it through Amazon. It's also in Kindle, so there are many different formats. And I invite everyone to tune in and think about, why am I eating this? Is this the nourishment I need around the holidays, but also into the new year and always? And Georgian, thank you for this great opportunity to bring talks about gratitude and nourishment to your listeners today. Thank you.
Definitely. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, Gratitude Seeker. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this interview. I really appreciate it. And if you could think of one person that would also benefit from it, share it with them. It might actually be the inspiration that they need to make their day or maybe even their life much better. Thank you so much once again. This has been Georgian Benta. Don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you experiencing more lack in your life than you used to? Unfortunately, some things are not in our control, but we can control how we see them. Join me on a 7-week journey from lack to abundance through gratitude. Go to georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse. That's georgianbenta.com/abundancecourse to join me now.